Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say Reaction Pod after the Bristol Rovers game. I'm currently joined by Frankie Francis. I'm Matthew Keeling, by the way. So you may do with me this week. Frankie, what do you think of the game overall?
Well, first of all, it's a role reversal this, because normally I'm host on a Thursday, but today you're hosting.
Today I am...
The host.
Yes.
The hostess with the mostess.
Yeah. Well,
in the sports bar here.
In Queen's Bar, yeah.
Yeah. Well, first reaction was it was possibly the coldest I've ever been at the stadium of life this afternoon.
Freezing. Absolutely freezing.
It was like ice falling out the sky at one point.
I went to get a Bovril at half time, and I thought about buying four and putting them in my pocket.
Yeah.
It's sort of like hot water Bovrils.
Down your pants.
Hot Bovril bottles.
You should invent that.
I will. I might.
To be honest, it was a crap game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No real good football on display. But a few moments. I think there was some good performances, though, even though it wasn't a great game. I thought George Honeyman was man of the match for me.
Fantastic performance,
Great captain's performance.
I was just going to say that. I think... dragged us through periods of the game. I think the goal before half time as well, turning point, massive turning point in the game. I think without that, I think you're going and getting beat, you'd be playing against 11 men behind the ball in the second half.
Yeah,
because Bristol Rovers really offered nothing, did they? Particularly,
I know,
in a period in the second half.
Yeah, some of their play wasn't very clever at all, and they really lacked some finesse on the ball. I mean, often the ball found itself in the air quite a lot. Because I think that might have to do with the conditions, but it seemed just. Every time they try to get the ball from a balls in the air situation, they would just spin off one of their heads and they wouldn't like direct the passes. I mean, our passing at times wasn't brilliant, let's be honest. But is that the conditions, do you think, Matthew?
I think that elements of it were to do with the elements.
Yeah.
But I do think that we have a tendency to get dragged down quite easily to the level of the opposition. Yeah. I think that's something that we could maybe work on, because we started off passing it quite well, and then when they missed that sitter, by the way, after about 10 minutes, after that it all became a bit muddled and a bit clunky, and there was nothing really coming off. So I think conditions, yes, but I think almost falling into the trap again of becoming a poor team in stages. But nevertheless, we kind of did get there in the end, and I think Josh Maguire again coming up with another important goal.
Yeah,
is that 12 or 13?
13 if you include his check and trade goal.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So we're completely including that one. I know another great goal taken well. He got pulled in the second half to make way for Maguire, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, it seems to be a substitution he quite likes.
Yeah.
Maguire up top.
If anything, I thought Maguire should have came on. Well, you couldn't really take Honeyman off because he had such a good game, but someone in midfield, because I thought there was a slight gap between the front line and the midfield. I thought Maguire would have been the perfect solution to that, but it was hard to see because Power was coming into the game.
Power was
at that point, and he had a great opportunity
that would have been ideal if that had gone in for him, because I think he needs something.
Yeah.
I think he's had a rough time. He's starting to come back into the game. He's evidently having to change his game, especially today in conditions like this.
Yeah.
I think if that had gone in, it would have really almost a retake off for his career, I think.
Yeah, it would have been great if that went in. But there's other moments where you think, just looking back at the game now, they hit the bar in injury time.
Yeah, I think Matthews was messing around with it, I think.
He had a good game.
He did, again. Miss him a lot when he's not playing, I think. But Oviedo on the other side, Reece James, was he injured in it?
He got pulled out on the... in the warm-up.
Ah.
So he was meant to start.
That's twice that's happened to Oviedo, yeah. Just coming, which can't be easy, actually.
But Oviedo, I thought, had quite a good game, yeah, considering as well. Doesn't mean there was individually good performances, yeah, around the pitch, but as a team, I don't think we played football, yeah, as we've seen them play this season.
No, and I think, as we said, the conditions, but also the opposition. I think if you're going to Google League One team, yeah, I think you're going to come up with Bristol Rovers. No disrespect.
No disrespect at all. You know, but we've looked at their stats on Thursday night for, yeah, the pod, and they don't concede that many goals.
No.
Although they got absolutely hammered last weekend at home.
Yeah,
they have. I think in all competitions, well, in the league, 24 goals.
24,
I think,
yeah,
which is not that many.
No,
if
in
you consider
them
they're fourth or bottom, they might, yeah, be lower down now after that defeat this, yeah, afternoon. So yeah, I mean, it was a very League One game, wasn't it?
It was, and an important win though, I think, because
following off the back of the Walsall game and the Accrington game,
yeah,
as well,
yeah,
a good win under the belts. It wasn't a great game of football, but a win nonetheless.
It's often the case as well this time of the year.
Yeah.
They're not great games. There's a lot of games.
Yeah.
Things are almost becoming a game every 2.5 days, and
no,
I think winning's the most important. I'm not bothered.
Really. I wasn't alarmed about any aspect of the game. Yeah, we didn't play great football today. We couldn't get it down and played, but I wasn't bothered about that. My main concern going away from today's game is McLaughlin coming off,
yes,
injured. That's,
yeah,
my main concern,
yeah,
about today. I thought, you know, we got the job done quite professionally, and you know, apart from the chance that they had in injury time, we pretty much coasted it out once we went 2-1 up. But that McLaughlin coming off, I think that might be big. And hopefully it was precautionary.
I think, yeah, I did notice in the first half his kicking was off. And I wonder then if he was feeling something in the first half. Is it his back?
Well, he came off kind of holding his shoulder, or indicated that it might be back. But with shoulder injury, it can,
yeah,
be around the back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's just hope it's
fingers
not long term, because we've got a lot of fixtures coming up.
Well, and the Portsmouth game next week as well. It's a massive game.
Yeah.
Not only, obviously, Reuter, but then you left with a kid on the bench as well. So,
yeah, special mention as well to Duncan Watmore, making,
yeah,
the league come back,
yeah,
after so long out,
and was nicely rugby tackled in the last minute. Huh?
Yeah.
Just a tackle to sum up the,
yeah,
game, really. I think
he got a good reaction when he came off, a good reception, sorry, from the crowd when Duncan came.
He
on
did.
I thought it was good. Well earned, justified, whatever. But yeah, a funny day at the office, but a successful one.
One.
Yeah.
I'm with regular Wise Men Say contributor Craig Clark now in Quinn's Bar. Craig, good day at the office? A cold day at the office.
Very cold, probably the coldest day of all time.
Agree.
No exaggeration. I mean, obviously we've had some cold games at the stadium in the past, but my word, that was bone-chillingly cold. It was the kind of cold that doesn't go away.
I've only just warmed up from Accrington cold and wet from last week, and then to be hit with, well, it wasn't warm midweek, and then to be hit with this.
Oh,
at least the performance warmed us up slightly.
I would agree with that. We did our thing that I thought we'd got over doing, which was giving away the early goal.
Yeah, we went back to September somewhere.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it? It was quite a soft goal. It's across,
yeah,
from the right again. Our left, there, right.
Yeah.
I don't think either of the centre backs really dealt with it very at all, basically. He just didn't intervene. And then Matthews put in a bit of a lame clearance. He made amends by scoring.
He did. And I was saying to Frankie before, he actually had a good game.
No, it was fantastic.
But then made two, well, almost
brutal mistakes.
Proper rig it in the second half, but I think it was a strange game, because I think it was evident that it was crucial to win the game. I think the players knew that a win today was a must, basically.
It was massive.
Especially with the other results,
yeah,
going. Portsmouth losing during the week now means the two games in hand, if we win them, takes us above them.
And, well, even more so, if we beat them next weekend, we'll be within a point of them, I think, or 2 points, whatever
two
it
points,
is.
2 points, I think.
Either way, that means the two games in hand could actually put us... Obviously, you're assuming we win both of them.
Yeah.
But say we did. Even if we won one, drew one.
Yeah.
By beating them, you're putting yourself in absolutely in poor position.
You do, and I think psychologically as well, that league could have been 10 points on Tuesday. Even with games in hand, 10 points is... It's a lot of claw back. Because you'd rather have the 10-point lead
absolutely.
Rather than the games in
psychologically,
hand.
Psychologically, unless you're Newcastle United in the 90s throwing away... Whatever million-point lead they had.
Yeah. It was a good effort, that, to be fair.
Well, it was
to do that is quite
spectacular,
an achievement. Yeah, so...
But back to matters at hand, Of course you want the points on the board, and that's what we've done today, and we had a scare at the end when they've hit the bar. But let's be honest, harsh conditions, a tough physical side, Bristol Rovers, I thought. I think their number 17 was very handy. He ran out of steam a little bit, but yeah, he caused havoc in behind.
He did, to be fair. I think it was a, I think over, they are the team you expect to face.
The pure League One.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean that with no disrespect. They're a pure League One team, yeah, though. They're not the first we've played this season like that.
I think they're a more resolute sort of Scunthorpe. And it, which is weird, yeah, because of the, I don't know where Scunthorpe are in the league now, but
just above them.
Yeah, and you wouldn't, they don't concede, and it, we were talking about on Thursday, they don't concede many goals, and you can see why.
Yeah, they're well organised. A bit Wickham-esque. Not as good as Wickham, but a similar style of like, we've got our kind of banks of four, we're like pretty rigid, and they obviously looked at, I don't know if they'd done this tactically or if it was just the way the game panned out, but they had some pace and they looked for it in behind and it worked quite well.
Yeah.
If they had more, we say this every week in this division, if they had more clinical players, they may have scored more goals, because there was another moment, I think, in the second half where I think it was again number 17 sort of got in behind and he just fannied on and a chance went.
Yeah. I think in terms of scoring more goals, just touching on that for us, Max Power. What an effort.
Another one as well, actually.
He did. The keeper did well the whole run of that, actually. The second effort.
Yeah, it was a dipper.
It was.
But that first one off the bar was sumptuous.
It was.
As they would say.
And then Maguire with a follow-up on the volley, I think. Really unlucky. Catamol hitting the bar in the first half.
Yeah, Catamol. I think we should have a
whistle. Outstanding,
to
be fair.
Like, because he was minging against Walsall when he came on.
But I said on the pod during the week that that was reminiscent of his performance at Luton when
he came back
at the beginning of the season, and then had half a dozen games where he was magnificent. Today, for me, man of the match, Honeyman as well, was brilliant.
I think we've got to have a word for Honeyman, because I feel like he's a young lad who has come to our academy, and you know what, like, he absolutely embodies everything about what I would call the new Sunderland is about.
It means the world to him as well.
He loves it.
Thrives on this.
It's mint. I love it. He has grown into the season.
Oh yeah.
I think I think people will probably think I'm exaggerating, but he's up there in the running for player of the season in my opinion.
And he's
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Himself to be a captain.
I totally agree.
He
was today. Did you see when he was kind of up in someone's face?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what my football club's about.
He totally gets that. And I think it was always going to be difficult for him being captain at the beginning of the season, especially when you brought Leuvens in, you've got Catamol still there, even Power.
Power's obviously a huge character in the dressing room, isn't he? He's a huge character on the pitch, to be honest.
He's a huge character off the pitch and on Instagram as well.
He's just a huge character. He's just a great guy.
He is.
There's no doubt in my mind that he isn't. There's no doubt in my mind that he is a great character. That's the right sentence, isn't it?
I think so.
Let's not dissect my.
You know what I'm trying to say.
He's just a presence.
Yeah.
And I think he, apart from his shot, he made some wayward passes today that wasn't at his absolute best.
No, and I think.
But he was good.
He was good.
Good solid 7 out of 10.
definite influence, more of an influence on the game than has been evident since his red card that wasn't at Walsall, since he come back from that.
There's one moment that really sticks out for me, actually. He put in a sliding tackle.
Yes.
And he won the ball cleanly. And I just sort of thought, okay, he's back.
Yeah.
Like, there's been enough of a buffer now. He's not worrying. Probably, Ross has probably said, okay, we can start taking the shackles off a little bit.
Yeah, and I think he got wiped out, actually, in the second, towards the end. I kind of thought if that had been the other way around, like we used to say about Catamol, he could well have gone. So I think today was, we were saying before, it was a strange one. Next week, next Saturday.
Massive.
Do we take a point?
No, we go there to win it. I'm not saying we will win it, but we go there with the intention of winning it. And I think that's the only way Jack Ross
I don't think this team can set up not to win the game. I don't know. I don't think defensively that all of the defenders have a mistake in them. And I don't mean that to criticise them in any particular way. I just think they're at this level where we are. There are mistakes all over the pitch.
Oh, and including in our own team.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I think particularly we know Baldwin has a record in him. Quite evidently. Even Leuven's, for all his experience, his age as well. I think
for Leuven's, what I would say is he looked very rusty.
It's difficult, isn't it, that age?
Well, I think he should have, like we talked about midweek, he should have played Tuesday because we know we're a Flanagan injury away. We had a Flanagan injury away from bringing him back in. And because he's a little older, I feel like a game played at the pace the Walsall game was played at would have suited him.
It would have
eased him back into this.
I think
just. Thing, you know?
Bringing it, was he 34?
I think 34, yeah.
So bringing him in just for one game and an important game as well, I think it's.
In those conditions,
yeah.
As well.
We won the game in the end, so it's not too much of an issue, but you kind of. I hope Flanagan is back for next week, and I don't know whether I'd revert to Flanagan and Baldwin. I probably would.
I think. I've been an advocate of bringing Leuven's in, but
I have.
After today, I'm a bit like, oh, maybe I've been a little harsh on Flanagan and Baldwin, who, yes, have errors in them, but they're pretty sturdy as a partnership in League One terms.
And I think what's something for me is, yes, they have errors, but they're almost wary of each other's potential for errors.
Yeah,
so they kind of cover each other very well. The other alternative, of course, is
bring
back Ozturk.
Up front for me, striker.
Up front, well,
Oz striker. That was a character in American Pie, of course.
Well, there we go.
I don't know why I went there.
You've gone there.
I did.
You did go there. So I think it's Portsmouth next week, and then Bradford at home and Shrewsbury at home.
Bradford absolutely pummeled someone today.
Walsall.
Ironically,
I'm sick of Walsall.
I am. I wish they'd. Do one, to be honest.
I don't want to play them again, but we are
ever again. I think there was another positive to come out of today that I think we should talk about was, I mean, you could go through the team and you could talk. I think Oviedo just slotted in as you'd expect.
Difficult as well for him though. Again, that's twice that's happened to him in the warm up. He's been obviously told he's playing, so it can't be easy.
I think as well for a player his calibre, experience. I mean, I don't know. I think he comes across like he's a real pro.
Yeah.
But there must be a little bit of a bruised ego.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even going away on international duty. Well, he didn't even get called up for the last Costa Rica squad. But going away on international duty, sort of, I don't know where the Costa Rica. Well, they're obviously top flight players somewhere, you would imagine.
Well, and he is a higher calibre player than this division.
He is.
But I need to see the goal again to know whether he could have done better to cut that cross out. But that is a problem we've had when Oviedo plays, is it doesn't stop the cross.
It was in the goal was in front of me, and obviously it's in real time, it's difficult. I just think Baldwin could have got across and cut the ball out. It looked like he was favourite to win the ball. He backed off.
Leuven's looked a little bit creaky as well. Coming.
It was just a bit of a like collection of errors that led to it, which was disappointing. And then, but I think the getting back in it before half time, and then we should have made a 3-1 at the end as well, to be fair. McGeady on the break,
you would have put your house on him doing something that wasn't shit.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was really bad. And then they went up the other end. Matthews' second brain fart nearly results in them scoring the most unlikely, undeserved equaliser.
They'd given up, really, I think.
They just had no... It's classic, again, in this division. We've seen it how many times where we're so much fitter.
Yeah.
The way we broke for the McGeady chance.
Yeah, I mean...
You know.
We do that a
lot. We should talk about Watmore, who I thought looked very energetic.
I thought... I'd
overruns the ball a bit.
Yeah, but he always did, so...
Yeah.
I think...
Nothing new there, then.
I'd commented on it's a Tuesday night that I didn't think he'd be anywhere near a league squad for now, and I think I kind of take that back, not because he has just been included in one, but he does look more ready than it was apparent on
Tuesday. He didn't look it right at all, but I think, you know what, you
nobody
can write that game
either.
Off
yeah.
was, just write, you have yeah. to write it off. You can't win every game, and like, as we said, you'd rather lose a cup game in a cup competition that you're not going to win.
Well, we're not going to win the FA, not now.
Yeah. And then you look at the date, and that's one of them performances where if you're going to get promoted, you've got to grind that one out, because that was a tough game today.
Yeah, it was, and we've got games coming up again, thick and fast. They're
endless, aren't they?
Oh, it's relentless. This league is
pissing games.
Every Tuesday night, apart from, I think this is the first Tuesday off in weeks.
Ages, yeah.
But then it's a massive game on Saturday, so I think...
It's the biggest game.
It is the biggest game.
Because it's the first time we've played a promotion challenger away from home.
Yes.
Because as far as I'm concerned, really, the ones we've played, I would say Charlton, Peterborough and Barnsley. We have played Luton away. They didn't look like a promotion challenger at the time. What a great result that was.
Well, it was. It is now. But at the time, you thought, well...
They look minging.
But I think they've won every game but that one at home.
Oh, they're amazing. So I think they might have drawn one other.
One other.
Either way, they've been absolutely outstanding.
And that's a good win at Coventry as well, they're
huge.
Because somewhere we didn't win, so...
They're a threat all of a sudden. And I was kind of thinking, they're a bit like Peterborough. It'll just kind of... drop off, and it's going to be Barnsley, and Barnsley aren't even in the top six.
No,
I'm stunned at that.
And that probably the best result, to be fair. Barnsley Portsmouth today,
fantastic draw. What's weird about Barnsley is, in my opinion, they're what we could easily have been. And I know we talk about this all the time, but I just want to keep giving Jack Ross credit, because for him to come into what was an absolute basket case, basically. Obviously new owners, so we had a refresh, a rebirth to an extent, but to come into the mess, how he's got them playing the way he's got them playing, the results we've had, lost one game, scored in every league game.
We are the only team in the Football League now, I believe, to have scored in every game, because Man City didn't score.
That's correct. That's quite unbelievable, really.
It is. No, it is, totally.
And it's a total change around from the kind of... Obviously, you're playing at a higher level, it's more tactical, it's more difficult, but we've got to be honest, apart from under Poyet, where he tried to be a bit expansive, and Advocat tried it disastrously.
Yeah, that didn't,
But mostly we've had quite robust rather than exciting teams.
And you couldn't... We've got a style of football, and I think a brand almost, to use a quite modern football term.
Well, let's talk about it. We've talked about their goal, let's think about our goals. I mean, the first one, lovely football.
And that was the first move we'd had in the game, really, where we'd even threatened it.
And suddenly after that, we're doing it again and again and again. Yeah?
He wanted 10 minutes of injury. We didn't want half time then.
But then we'll come out in the second half and do the same thing.
As if it hadn't happened. So
I really want to just keep bigging the lad up as often as possible. We need him to sign that contract.
We do.
The boy. It's Brucey.
Brucey's back.
Yeah. The lad is absolutely
fantastic.
Well, and we've got the best one in League One.
We have.
He belongs at a higher level, that lad. He's absolutely wonderful.
And he will be at a higher level. But, so sort of, for me, in an ideal world, we'd be in the Premier League and he would be on loan in League One.
Oh, this season, yeah.
So...
He's getting the experience here.
And yes, I do get annoyed when people almost have a go at him because he's 19 years old. There's a glass gone.
Glasses have gone. Hell on in Quinn.
Hell on. It was just a dropping of a glass. There was no glassing.
No, thankfully. Everyone's quite happy here.
Quickly, Madger. He is going to get annoyed because he is going to make mistakes. He's going to do things. 19, and he scored a dozen goals. It's infuriating, really.
Some player, I think he's absolutely.
As soon as he got that ball, he put the defender on his arse. It's going in, isn't it? You know
I
what's
love it,
going
on. Oh. I love it when he gets in the box like that, because he had one in the first half that flashed wide.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting saying to the lad next to me, "This is a goal."
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah.
The way he shuffles that, he just drops players on their arses. It's absolutely mint.
He sends them one way, another way, and then.
And then scores,
and
invariably.
Then just puts it in the bottom corner. Brilliant.
His strike rate's probably like as good as something like 50%. Nearly every shot he has is a goal. It's
amazing.
He does
it, yeah.
What I find infuriating about some of the criticism that appears to be drawn to him is that it seems to be focused on, like, for example, he mightn't be that great in the air or holding the. I think he holds it when it's to a feet. He sometimes gets bullied, but as we've said, he's a 19-year-old kid, basically. So what annoys me is it's kind of like, well, yeah, but would you be saying that if it was Jermaine Defoe?
No, well, that's it.
Is it just because he's tall people think he should be able to do this stuff? I don't know.
I think people, a lot of people, it's a very lazy critique, isn't it? It's something that sort of, oh, well, he should be the total all-around football, or why should he? Why should he?
He is what he is.
Centre forward,
and he's very good at what he is.
There's nothing else to sort of say on that. You look at his statistics, you look at his all-round game all you want, he scored a dozen goals.
Brilliant, man.
In his first full season of football. Don't forget as well, he's had no. Yes, he was in and out of the team towards the end of last season in the worst season in the history of
football.
I
think people don't. We need to sometimes take stock of that and think about that a little bit. That was literally. I mean, obviously, we played in the third division before.
Yeah.
So, in theory, that's your worst season because you're in the third tier.
Yeah.
But no, last season, that relegation is the bottom of the barrel. Absolutely grotesque.
And he was playing up front on his own. Another
Fletcher.
Kid, well, Fletcher, but Soro. Like, again, no experience there. And I think that's done him, probably one of the players that last season's done him the world of good, to be honest. Because he probably thinks, well. It can't be any worse than that.
You know what? I was actually thinking back to his first goal for the club, virtually his first touch for the club in a first team.
Yeah.
It's very much the goal he scores all the time.
Yeah, it is.
Out of his feet.
Turns it
right in the corner, virtually hitting the post that was that good.
Bottom corner. He loves a bottom corner.
He loves a bottom corner. And I love him. I think he's brilliant. I honestly think he's brilliant.
He is. He's certainly what well. All
plus
under the contract,
doesn't
it, as well?
I was waxing lyrical about him. And it's not just because I think he gets unfair criticism. I just think he's a wonderful footballer.
Well, he is.
I really do.
I think it's an odd sort of criticism that people have him on. I think it's almost the more he does, the more people expect him to do. And it's
He's making a rod for his own back by being mint.
Stop scoring goals.
Stop being unreal.
Yeah, stop it.
I think what you take away from today is
3 points.
We've grounded out, and that's how you win league.
You win the league. Like, you give away. It could have quite easily gone the other way at the end. So I think you're right. I think you've got to win ugly, and we did that. And I think that's probably the game.
That's
and
in a nutshell.
Everything else. Coming.
You know, I also think we've done it a few times this season, but let's just use it from today's game for the crack. That coming back from 1-0 down to win 2-1 sort of thing. It's a bit of a metaphor for the club, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Charlton one was the ultimate metaphor because it was the first game of the season. But it's a metaphor for the revival of the club. This is now a club and a team that will not be beaten, that refuses to be beaten. We're in League One. I don't care, like, you've got to beat what's in front of you.
Yeah, and you go 1-0 down now, though, and you're right. It's like, we'll win 2-1.
I wasn't furious today when we went 1-0 down.
You're gonna,
I was annoyed.
We're going to go behind. It's going to happen. Like,
it is.
And I think everyone, when that happens, everyone needs to stick with them because they'll pull themselves out.
I think the crowd did.
The crowd do. They do, and I think that's important.
As much as the crowd could in sub-zero temperatures.
Just reiterate again how cold it was.
I mean, Bristol Rovers fans are in good vice, and, you know, it's a long journey.
We've got 1,500 of them.
I mean, that's
great.
Brilliant stuff from them, and they were full voice for the first year. Little hair ruffling there from Matthew. They were in full voice, obviously 1-0 up. They were loving it, right? It's a cup final and all that, but I think even their vocal cords froze in the second half because it was just so cold.
We've done the weather report.
We'll
get, yeah, we have, so
we'll wrap that up.
We'll end it here. We'll be back with the regular pod on Monday night. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.